And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's the 1st of February, isn't it? Is it?
It is.
Yes. It's the 1st of February. Pinch and a Punch for the 1st of the month and all that. White rabbits. And no better way to start a Punky Radio show than with a song called Party in the Piss Kitchen. And a punch and a kick for being so quick. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath this. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was She Rides, and they've come to us from Distort PR, who we're using quite a bit of their stuff at the moment, but it's because it's so good. And that was a song indeed called Party in the Piss Kitchen, and it's from their new EP, Buy the Ticket. I suggest you do more than that. I suggest you buy the EP. Excellent stuff. But all I know is, Tony, what is She Rides' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SheRides?
No. MySpace.com/SheRidesMusic. Ha! All you being internet one, Tony Neil. I think I'm going to win this week.
Okay.
I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Which is from the past, but the present at the same time. And I'm just going to read this out. Goopa Goopa Paul. A. What's it all about? Chantel, the self-proclaimed favourite Canardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenarden I'm about a year and a month behind in Punky episodes. Stupid university has me overloaded with coursework and I've had literally no time to listen to anything. I'm back on top of things now though, listening to the 2009 Christmas special as I type this out. I'm going to catch up, promise. Just wanted to thank you for playing the Vandals song, My First Christmas as a Woman, on the 2009 Christmas special. The Christmas album is how I've survived the past two Christmases. Their song, Grandpa's Last Christmas, is likely my favourite, as I happen to have a twat for a grandfather. Well, maybe you could send that in, Chantel. Maybe you could be in a feature later on in the show as well. As I listen to the shows and catch up, I've been slowly purchasing more of the punky music. My iPod's punky playlist is at 212 songs now, all found through punky.
Nice.
That is nice, and that's what we're all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is why we do this show. That is proof. That is now at 79 cents per download, if it still is that.
I think it's about that, isn't it?
212 songs, we're looking at $160 or something, aren't we? $150, $160. That is fabulous. One listener has contributed $160 to alternative music on the planet, thanks to us. Now, working on the basis that we've got 9 listeners, that means over 5 years, we must have done about $1,000 worth of music. Worth it. And she goes on, vodkinoculars is my favourite new word. It's been our word for a while. Why don't you guys update your website anymore, in particular the Swearesperanto? Well, I can explain that too. We can't be bothered. Lots of love from the Great White North, Chantel, the, as previously stated, self-proclaimed favourite Canardinardinardinan, and working on the basis that she is approximately 54 shows behind. Chantel, I hope you enjoy listening to this. Whenever you do, the rest of us already have. Nothing sinister there.
No.
I'm going to ask you about what you've been up to the next bit, mate, but I want to get on with the next song. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. This is from an artist called Stephen Dale Petit, or Stephen Dale Petit. I thought he was from the US, but he's not. He's based in London, so I assume he is a British artist. This is a song you might sort of recognise. I'm not going to go into much more detail than that. What I want to know is, what is Stephen Dale Petit's or Petit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StephenDalePetit?
It is. It's Tony One, probably being an internet one, and this is California.
Keep on rocking, 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 California.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Stephen Del Pettit, that's an excellent cover version. But did you know who it was? Not a competition or anything, just a little quiz for nothing, really. Once again, I asked the question with a certain amount of trepidation. Do you have any Podcast Alley comments?
Yes, a couple.
A couple. Well, you should be back up to the five next week because it's the first of a new month, and I will send out the reminder later and people should be back on it, I reckon.
Brilliant. Well, the good news
anyway,
is...
for this week, just the two.
Yeah. It does work, so that's good. I think the day after we recorded last week's show, we got a vote.
Right.
It is working. So, but if you haven't voted so far, and let's face it, none of you have, apart from one person, please do vote for me. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment. If you so wish, I'll read them out. Please do get your votes in, as Paul says, first of the month today, so let's start afresh.
Yeah, and it isn't so much votes as the comments we're after, so if you want to just leave a comment, you can just do that, can you?
Yeah, you can just leave a comment.
Because it'll go up in the same bit, won't it? It will, won't it?
Yeah. So not much difference, really.
Yeah, so please do vote for us if you have the time, because votes don't hurt. But it's your comments we're after, because we like getting them.
Yeah. Well, my vanity does like the votes. But, you know, it's fine. Oh, we'll take where you want to go. Fine. Two comments. First one, January vote. Well, hopefully this does work. Gooper Gooper Smacktards. Been a while. The last couple of shows were great, as always. Keep up the great work, Jim C.
Jim Cannamella.
Excellent.
Hi, cheers, Jim. How you doing? All the way from Springfield, Illinois.
So, thank you for voting. And one more. Yeah, ooh. Voting works. That's right. Voting is working again now, so please get voting. Tony. Thanks, Tony, for that. That's all right. Yeah, just to prove myself that it was actually working, I voted for us today, and yes, it works.
Tony Hearn. Hey. All the way from Nottinghamshire. Please do vote for us if you get the chance. Now, Tony, seeing as this is your little section, your little bit, I thought it was only fair that you introduce the next song.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, this is by a great band called Mr. Freddy and the Mercury Devil, and the song is called Okasan Anata Mo Sashingi Na Dishuka.
That's close enough. That is Mr. Freddy and the Mercury Devil, Tony, with Okasana Nato Mosatsu Jinki Nandesuka.
Nice.
Check my bad self. What I'll know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Mr. Freddy and the Mercury Devil?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/ The Freddy Mercury. And Freddy is spelled F-R-E-D-D-I-E. We got them from Japan Files, japanfiles.com, great place to get music. I'm on about it all the time. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've probably been there by now. If you're not, check it out. It's excellent, and it's cheap, and it's really easy to use, etc. Listen to the chop chops underneath us right now. Thanks to you. Such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
No. A bit more house hunting, and generally scratching of the whole old head as to how to get money out of the banks.
Rob them?
Yeah, I think that might be the best way to go. They robbed us. It's so complicated. But yeah, so just more bats, really. And a bit of work. A bit of house hunting.
Fair enough. If you have any ideas about how Tony can get a large amount of money from the banks, why not email tony@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. I've got a swag bag.
Please do.
I went to Fuerteventura last week, Tony.
Oh, was it nice?
It was windy.
Okay.
And a couple of people pointed out when I mentioned this in my blog, which is paulyvee.blogspot.com, they said, of course it's windy. Fuerteventura is the Spanish translation of strong wind. Yes, I know that. But this was super windy. This wasn't a windy island. This was a weather system that came in off the Atlantic and blew the eyebrows off most of us. There was also a deluge and a mudslide in the resort I was in last week.
Oh, blimey.
But is the island called Deluge Mudslide? No, it's not. This was exceptional weather. Had a really good time, and I have to say hi to a few people, not least Andy and Tracy, who were the people we kind of buddied up with for the week. I went with my mate Steve, and we kind of buddied up with them. Obviously, everyone thought we were homosexual for the week.
Nice.
And in particular, to one bar in the resort of Coralejo, or Coralejo, I'm not sure how you say it exactly. I think it's Coralejo, which is right down the bottom end of the resort, almost into the residential area, down a back street, round an alley, through there and round there, and found by accident by me and Steve, called Weirdos.
Nice.
Now, if I find a little bar around the corner, down there, up there, around there, around a back street called Weirdos, I'm going to want to go. And we got there, and it said, we open tonight, or open at 5, we're there for 5, and then it said, poker, 9 o'clock. And I'm going, poker in Weirdos, Steve, this is a deal. He went, it absolutely is. So we went back down there, and we were just about the only people there, other than the people running it. And obviously, in a situation like that, you sit down at the bar, you have a drink, you get talking, around about 10:30. And at about 5 a.m, you turn around and you see that your mate Steve has got the landlord standing on his head drinking a pint of lager and think, how do we always do this? It's just unbelievable. It was just very, very funny. Classic people, Kaz and Lawrence, hello. I hope you are listening to this. You should really have this on in the bar now, seeing as a Weirdos is the adopted sponsored bar of Punky Radio on the island of Fuerteventura. We went back on the Wednesday night. I've got to just tell you this brief. I mean, obviously loads of stuff happened, and I'm not going to bore you with it. When we played poker the first night, me and Steve won, right?
Yeah.
Well, Steve won, but we were in the final and we were sharing the money, so we were the last two. And what I'd been doing all the way through was Kaz, the landlady, was sat on my right, and every time I was telling her what cards I'd got.
Okay.
And folding or playing them, but I told her the cards I'd got every time, and I told the truth. Every time, told the truth. And I'd fold them, or I'd keep holding them. So when it turned over and it backed up what I said, I would again say, that's brilliant, I've now got this. And every time people thought I was lying, and every time I cleaned up, right? Worked out really well, except for Steve, who just every time I said I'd got what he was, he folded, just in case. But then I just thought I was lying, and I couldn't possibly have the card. And I just got lucky on a few hands, but so I think I told him what I'd got every time, but I folded most of them. So when I did stay in and it came out, they just had to decide. When the game finished, he said to me, you are the most surreal poker player I've ever seen in my life. I said, thank you very much. Well, we went back down there on a Wednesday night because poker was on again. My strategy was, right, I'm going to do it the opposite way around this time. I'm going to lie about every hand I've got because she's going to tell everyone this bloke's an idiot and he tells you what he's got. That's my plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get about two hands in and I turn over 2-7, which, as you know, is the worst hand in poker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, yes, kings, and made a big raise, right? Everyone folded except Kaz, the landlady, who matched it. The flop turned over, nothing to help anybody. I went, ha-ha, you've got no chance here. My kings are going to beat you. So I went all in. So she went all in, and we turned our cards over, and I had a 2-7, and she had kings. It was the most unbelievably bad bit of poker playing ever. It was just incredible, the timing of it. Everyone in the bar, there were quite a few more in, everyone in the bar was pissing themselves laughing. I was like, oh, well, that's just difficult, isn't it? Goodness sake. So anyway, I went back up to the bar. Andy and Tracy had come down with us for this one, and we stayed at the bar for a while. And the next thing I knew, Tony, it was 6 o'clock in the morning and we were playing drinking games I'd never heard of. How do we do this on holiday? It's just not fair. I hardly saw any sunshine. All inclusive, I recommend, by the way.
Yeah.
Just because even though the food might not be brilliant and the booze, the array of booze might not be that extensive, you don't have to pay another penny. And it's normally not that much more than half board, so you might as well do it, really. And obviously, we took full advantage of the all-inclusive. But we also went out, because they shut the bar at 11 o'clock, we're not stupid. So we went out and went all-exclusive.
Right.
But so it was still quite a pricey week for me, because I was out from 11 till 5 every morning. But great fun, really enjoyed it. And the weather was all right, I got a bit of colour.
Oh, good.
And some people said my hat suited me. And some other people said my beard suited me. So I've got a beard now. But not many people said my hat and my beard suited me. Which makes me think there's a hat and beard related conspiracy on Fuerteventura. Might be. Anyway, should we play another song?
Yeah, okay.
Because while I was there, I met a Swedish guy who was in a band. And he's going to send me an MP3 of his band. And I told him about Swedish bands I knew. And hello, Theo, if you're listening. And one of the Swedish bands I knew is one we played recently called The Makeouts. You might remember The Makeouts, remember, who I met in Sardinia when I went to the Secret Music Festival.
Yeah.
And I've got their album right here in front of me. It's out now. It's called In a Strange Land. And let's face it, that's Sweden. What I'll know is, what is The Makeouts MySpace page?
MySpace.com/makeouts.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/themakeoutsband. And it is a bit odd because I'm calling them The Makeouts, but on the album it does just say Makeouts. So adds to the confusion. That makes it probably be two, Tony and Internet one. And now I remember. Oh, I did do the Freddie Mercury one, didn't I? Yes, I did.
Yep.
It's probably the Internet three, Tony one, and this. Stay tuned for some massive guitars at unlikely moments here. This is Last Dance.
Let's go.
That's the Makeouts, Tony. That's an excellent album. If you like things rough and garagey, make sure you buy it. I think it's available on iTunes, but if not, try and get the album, which is on Bachelor Records, by the looks of things. Excellent guys, Makeouts. Like them a lot. And hello to Jakob, Nicker, Patrick and Jocka. There we go. How about that? I'm getting my accents in sort of this week, aren't I? Only sort of, though. There will be more from Northern Europe later on in the show. Right now, though, I'm just going to bang straight on with the next song, Tone.
Cool.
Because I just, the other week when we saw Oddie from Resistance 77 and he gave us the new CD and we played a couple of tracks of it and then I didn't play another one. How right. silly of you. I don't think I did. So I thought, let's have a return at this. Now, you know, I don't often play the first track on an album. But we are doing this week, it's absolutely brilliant. Enjoy this. This is Resistance 77 from their album Survivor of the Richest, and this is Sick of You. To the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
It's a shame they split up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for your input this week. You've been really good. what I want to know is, what is Resistance 77's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Res77?
It is. It's the number 77. It's Tony 2, Paulie being the internet, 3. That's right. No. Yes, 3. Is that right? Two. Yes, there's been 5 songs. It's 3-2. Yeah, it's, I am winning, but just... Yeah. Tony, I was wondering, have you got any gigs this week?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for...
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
It is. I've had so many... I've been collating them, hence the slightly distracted at the start of this link.
Oh, that's why you weren't listening to me.
Yeah, I was just dragging my windows around.
Just couldn't be bothered.
No. But I've got a couple of emails now, and I'm going to do one in another section. But firstly, I've got one from Graham.
Graham?
Ah, Graham. I forgot to mention that I actually had a song on his podcast. About a month ago. Yeah. I had an acoustic song off my last album.
Ask you what you've been up to in the week or what you're doing this week and say, has anything happened or anything, you go, oh, not much. Working, house hunting. You could, of course, say, oh, well, actually, my song's going to be on the It's a Frog's Life podcast this week. Maybe some of you could tune in. It's quite exciting. Typical you. You're amazing.
I didn't actually find out it was on until after the event.
I think he emailed me about the week after. So, by the way, I played you last week in the night.
Right, so the week after, I could have said, how's it going this week? What's happening? He goes, oh, well, actually, last week I was on the... It's unbelievable. But go on, sorry.
So far today, aren't I? Graham says, hi, Tony. Free Rock and Roll presents Scouse Horror Punk Legends Zombino and the Skeletons. Young 77 style punk upstarts, the Wasters and the Cramp-esque Raw Bones, plus a few acoustic numbers to kick off the night by Jessica West. Free rock and roll disco in between the bands, all for free. Thursday the 3rd of Feb, so this Thursday 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. or 12:30 a.m. on Mellow on Slater Street in Liverpool.
That sounds brilliant.
It's free. That sounds great.
Free Zombina.
Yeah. There you go.
If she ever goes to prison, I will shout that. No, that'll be fantastic. If you're in the Liverpool area on Thursday, do go to that gig. Have we played, what was it? Was it Raw Bones?
Just close it down.
I don't know. I think we might have played something by them.
Yeah, Raw Bones, yeah.
And I think we might have played something by them at some point. That'll be a good gig. A very good gig. And you can tell that AKM will probably leave about 8:30 when the acoustic finishes.
Yeah.
Bless him.
And I have another email from Simon Lee Boggett, who says, hi Paul and Tony,
do you think that's a play on Simon Le Bon by any chance?
Could be, couldn't it? Good point. Hi Paul and Tony, I've only recently discovered your show, fairly new to broadband, enjoying what I've heard so far. And he asks, could you possibly give the following gig a mention on your 2nd of Feb show? It's an ultra rare one-off gig by Lincolnshire's veteran post-punk band Mental Health. It's the first time we've played our old hometown of Louth in 25 years. The band originally split in 1985. We've occasionally got together for the odd gig through the years, just for the hell of it. And we even entered Lincoln Battle of the Bands in the early 1990s. The idea being to turn up totally unrehearsed, play a set, walk off again after not playing together for 7 years. Against all odds, it turned out to be a tremendous set. We even had the odd stage dive of the night. Although there's a bit of confusion about how to start and stop some of the songs, of course. Details.
That's not the only band that's been a problem for.
No, we've had that. There's that similar amount of rehearsal time as well, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the band is Mental Health, supported by John Newby, who says it's a rare solo performance from legendary Night Owls guitarist. Venue, British Legion Hall, Northgate, Louth, Lincolnshire. Date,
Louth.
This Saturday, 5th of Feb, doors open at 8 p.m.
My birthday.
Is it your birthday this week?
Saturday. We'll tell you about it in a bit.
Doors open at 8, gig ends at 11. Tickets £5 on the door, or you can get them in advance from Off the Beaten Tracks Record Shop, which is on Aswell Street. Louth.
You're just doing it to warm me up now. I know you are. I'm going to start calling you Tuny.
Okay.
Tuny Hearn. Tuna Hearn.
So there you go, £5 on the door. He's attached an MP3 of the song.
It's brilliant as well. It's really brilliant. When I started listening to it for the first 10 or 15 seconds, I thought, oh, what is this? And then it kicked in and went, oh, this is great. I really love this song. Are you going as far as to introduce it as well, or are you just really going for it?
Okay, might as well do then.
You did number three, you might as well do number six.
Okay, well, this is Mental Health and the song is called Things I Need.
This is the way, this This is the way we keep our spots at bay. These are examples of things I need. These are examples of things I need. I need job satisfaction, I need unemployment, I need wage incentives, I need to tighten my belt, I need law and order, I need common sense, I need nuclear power, I need a barbed wire fence. This is the way we wash our stains away. This is the way we wash them every day. These are examples of things I need. These are examples of things I need. I need reassurance. I need life insurance. I need home comforts. I need to feel secure. I need official secrets. I need economic growth. I need a stronger police force. I need protection from myself. I need nuclear weapons. I need more nerve gas. I need supersonic saviors. I need scatterbomb blasts. This is the way. This is the way we wash your dreams away. This is the way. This is the way we wash your thoughts away. The way we wash your dreams away. The way we wash your brain away. 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 The way we wash your brain away.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mental Health and Things I Need, and I do really like that song, and we're going to track down Mental Health and try and get some more songs off them, because I just really like them. They're like, do you know what, they're that kind of weird, does it make any sense, I'm not sure, rather like Dehoya Hela that we've been playing recently. Oh. I just like it. What do I know, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
Something like myspace.com/mentallyhealth.
Yeah, nearly. myspace.com/healthilymental.
Oh, that's it.
Tony T, probably be an internet four. That's more like it. So, have you got any plans this week?
No. Don't think so. No.
Are you sure?
Not on any glue or podcast, I don't think, this week.
Right, okay.
Not going to Louth or Luth. No.
Right, okay. All right, Tuna. I'm going to Lowton on Thursday. Sorry, nice. Luton. Because I've got a run. It's my birthday weekend of gigs, but not me. It's Lectures ones. It's the other one. So I'm at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton on Thursday with Rob Heaney and Sol Bernstein over at Mate Steve's pub. And it's going to be a really good laugh. Advance tickets are £6 from the pub, or it's £8 on the door. Make it down. If you want more information, email me. Email Paulie B at punkyradio.com. I'll tell you all about it. Then on Friday night, which is February the 4th, which is of course Paulmas Eve,
right,
I'll be in Langford with the same lineup at the Ivy League Club. Tickets for that show are £10 or £8 in advance, I think. Again, if you want more information, email me, I'll let you know. It'll be a good laugh. And then on my birthday itself, Saturday the 5th of February, Paulmas Day, I'm going to a burlesque night.
Nice.
In my flat.
Nice.
I've invited the choice number of people around, and there's a free bar, and there are two burlesque acts in the shape of Lucy Longlegs, who you met in Panita de Mar when we went to the psych committee meeting.
Oh right,
okay. Lucy and Simon, you did meet. I'm sure you met them.
Probably.
Lucy and her friend, who's got a great burlesque name, Scarlett O'Harlot.
Nice.
They will be joined by stand-up comedian and musician Owen Niblock, and hopefully a short set from Rob Heaney, who I think is hanging about for the whole weekend, so it'll probably just be a mind getting drunk. Then on Sunday, or as I call it, Paul B. Oxing Day, I will be going to the Prince Regent Hotel in Chigwell to do a relatively new show I'm doing. I think it's the third show we're doing there. And Rob Heaney's again on. He's stuck with me all weekend, but with the excellent Nick Wilty. And again, tickets for that are £8 in advance, I think, £10 on the door. So all shows start at 8:30. All shows, absolutely excellent. Well, with please do get down to anyone you can, with the exception of the one at mine on Saturday, because I can't piss off the upstairs neighbour, so it's invite only.
Right. Nice.
But yeah, but that's my entire week is doing gigs for me around me locally.
Cool.
Handy. So I wouldn't want a gig in Egypt this week.
No.
No. I wouldn't want a gig in Liverpool either. They're moaning about Torres, aren't they? Goodness sake.
50 million.
They got 50 million quid for him. I'd be laughing.
And then they bought somebody else for 35 million.
They bought Andy Carroll for 35. He's injured at the moment, though. So the thing is that they won't see Andy Carroll for a month.
Yeah.
So they'll have to watch Torres playing for someone else before they get their man. But they've landed Suarez as well, you know. Got another great striker. I think the deal on deadline day, though, was someone else who left Liverpool. A certain left-back called Paul Konchesky, who signed for Nottingham Forest. He's the left-back we've been looking for. We're going to go up this year. You heard it here first on Punky Radio. Something else you won't have heard first on Punky Radio is the next song, in that it came out 20 years ago. So if you haven't heard it by now, but it's absolutely fantastic. It's another one by one of my favourite psychobilly bands from the old days called The Radium Cats, who were from Edinburgh, I think. And it's from an album called Other World, which is available on Nervous Records. What I want to know is, what is Radium Cats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RadiumCats?
No, it's not. They haven't got one because they're not there as a band anymore. But the guitarist and singer in the band, Paul Patterson, does have a website which has Radium Cats information on it, and it's myspace.com/PaulPattersonGuitar, and that's PATERSON for Patterson, so almost spelled Paterson. This is a really great track. You'll like this very, very much. This is Zuvembi Stroll. Been in internet 5 Tony 3 no 5 Tony 2 isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's
it's probably been internet 5 Tony 2. I said I'd probably win it this week, not because of anything on purpose, Tony. It's just they've all been a bit weird this week. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Before I ask if you got a twat, I was wondering, you got any more gigs?
I do.
Brilliant. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide Part 2?
Yeah, so as always, past couple of weeks we've had gigs from the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in Soho, London.
In that London town.
In that London town. So here again, we're going to read this week's gigs out, starting from Wednesday, from tomorrow night, Wednesday the 2nd of Feb. So Wednesday, The Mannequins. Who Slacked John?
Sorry, minor coughing fit.
Okay. Man vs. Chicken and Chips Love Child. And that's £6. And then the next day, Thursday, 3rd of Feb, Bird Jaguar. Back
Chicken and Chips, Bird Jaguar.
Yeah.
It's a very avian week down at the 12 bar.
It's £6, that one. On Friday, 4th of Feb, Friends of Luca Brasi, and more bands to be confirmed.
So I hope one of those bands to be confirmed is the Chaffinch Wonders.
But whatever it's on, it will cost you £6 to get in.
Really, £6?
£6.
Are they consistent, aren't they, down at 12 bar?
Very much so. I
thanks
like
to
it.
Shan for sending that in from the Nipply Wexers and other bands. Do please send us, keep sending your stuff in.
Yep. And last one, on Saturday, fourth birthday, Prowler, Dead Man's Chest, who it's their CD release show apparently, Cold Hard Truth, X, Cure Heat X, and Grappler. Wow, that's a lot of bands there, and you'd expect to pay a lot for that, but you're paying £6.
£6.
£6 for that one. And then Sunday, Monday, they have no gigs on, so the last one will be Tuesday, is Jeff Miller. He's on Tuesday, 8th of Feb. And to see him, it's £6.
Brilliant. Hmm. So that could be 30 quid well spent plus beer.
Exactly.
So 480 quid to see all those this week. Because booze ain't cheap in London town.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Well, so does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
Yeah. Which means that all that's left to say is, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your twat nominations this week, all one of you. If you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, because I'm constantly running out and I'm out again. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Graham's come to my aid this week on this one. So
hi, Graham.
Hi, Graham again. Who has a? It's a short one, but it's deserved. He says the person who wants.
I've said that to a few people.
Really. The person who walks their dog along my road picks up their dog's shit, puts it in a small blue plastic bag, ties the bag, and then throws it over the wall at front of my house. In Liverpool, is a twat.
This section should be called "Is a Genius."
He goes on to say,
that's mind-numbingly twatish.
Yeah. He goes on to say, I wish I knew who they were so I could return the favour, but without the plastic bag.
And that's yeah, and without the dog.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. Just, what he should do, he should stand at his bedroom window with it wide open, and when they walk past, just fling shit at them like a monkey in a tree. Well, this is justified, of course.
Yeah. So, the unknown dog shit thrower from Liverpool is a twat. Thank you.
Absolutely perfect. Thank you. Hi, Graham. Hmm. And please do send him in to Tony, because it remains my favourite feature. Just the amount of different ways people find to be twats on this planet is quite exceptional. Tony.
Yeah.
One band who aren't twats. Sweatmaster. This is from the new album Dig Up the Knife. I've played a few songs of this. It's brilliant. I was listening to it in the car today. It's just great. This is on, I think this is still on Full Steam Records, isn't it? Yes, it is. On Full Steam Records. Do check them out. What I want to know is, Tony, not that it makes any difference, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie with the Internet 5. These are lovely guys, and it is a great album. And if you haven't bought it already, do enjoy this Turnover. right, that's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves listening to it as much as we have making it. I've really enjoyed it this week, Tony. Have you?
Yeah, it's been a laugh, yeah.
It's a good job you can say, no, not really, because you've got so blasé. There's a couple of people to thank. Would you like to do it this week, the people that carry us on their internet radio shows?
Yep, so big thanks to Huzzy Skunk. I think it was Matt from Huzzy Skunk.
It is.
We're on 3 times a week, I think, at different times. So thanks to them if you're listening. And you can listen to them on huzzyskunk.com. When we're on, I think there's a whole host of skater punk and the like, and other shows as well.
So it's a great pop punk station, isn't it, really, with other bits?
Yeah. And thanks to Roach Radio, who carries us every Friday evening, kind of, / Saturday morning, depending on where you are. On Roach Radio, you can find them on Facebook by searching for Roach Radio, so thanks for those. And big shout out to Wicked Radio, who we don't think we want anymore, but
if they ever come back, they'll be welcome. Also, Tank, can you just mention iTunes briefly?
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes if you can. They massively help us with featured rankings, and it's free, costs you nothing, and we'll read out the reviews. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. on the left is an iTunes link, hit that, it will take you to our music store page where you can log in and review us. Obviously 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, if you email us the review, read it out as well.
It's about time we read them out, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I did the US ones a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's about it. I'll have another look. Also, lastly, please do send in your Podcast Alley votes to Podcast Alley. Obviously, send your Is This Right, that's Tony, your Comedy Suburbs, your Poetry Corners to me, any good guys to Tony as well. You know what I do. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog. Poog.
Bunch of guns.